Good evening, Viking Nation, and welcome to Martin Stadium. It's the Crystal River Seafood pregame show. Second round playoffs in the state 5, well, and I say in state 5A, all classifications. The Braswell Institute Tigers here at Martin Stadium tonight to take on our Lowndes Vikings. Like I say, in a big second round 5A matchup. With me tonight, as always, right next to me, the number one man, Bill Osborne, down on the field, roaming the sidelines all night long in his big black overcoat with his hoodie sweater on, trying to stay warm down there on the sidelines, is Marty Rogers. Marty, well, what's it like down there on the field?
Well, guys, it's pretty cold, but the wind's not near as bad as I thought it would be. There's a little bit of a breeze looking at the flag, but it's cold. It's definitely a little colder down here than it is up there with that heater.
Hey, now, don't keep giving away our secrets.
Got to ask you, Marty, if you would, what does the turf feel like down there as far as we know what grass feels like when it gets cold and wet. What does that turf feel like?
Well, I was thinking that same thing myself. I was wondering what it was going to be like, but it really is no difference, Wes. It still feels like it has all year. It might be a little harder to the touch, but there really is not much of a difference at all.
How does it feel with your hand? Is the turf cold itself? Or?
It is a little cool. I mean, obviously it's cold to the touch, but it's not harder. You know, the ground, of course, can be regular dirt can be very soft, and when it gets this cold, a lot of times it gets a lot harder. This turf is about the same as it is, you know, normally when the temperature is much warmer.
Well, good. We can get a little spring to it and still a little softness down there, so when the fellows get knocked down or fall down, it's not like falling down on concrete.
Exactly. Guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm here with Coach Walsh, and first of all, Coach Walsh, thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with us. Tell us, congratulations, first of all, on a great season, but tell us a little bit about your season and how you got here to this point.
Well, you know, we started out kind of slow. We had two losses in the first region. And then when we started playing region play, we settled down and started playing a lot better. And as the season progressed, we got a little bit better. We had some injuries, and we've been able to kind of fill in when we needed to, and the kids really responded to what we were asking them to do. And we were fortunate enough to have a pretty good season and have an opportunity here tonight.
Well, Coach, you know, congratulations. That is, making the playoffs is a great feat. Did want to ask you, I know last week your starting quarterback was out. The backup filled in and did a great job. Y'all had a big win against East Coweta. Can you talk about that and the play of your quarterback last week?
Oh, yeah. Day is a kid that's always kind of worked the quarterback for us and has played it throughout his career. And he's also our starting halfback. Wilson got hurt Monday in practice, and we just didn't feel very comfortable playing him Friday night. So Day stepped in, and he did a great job. He definitely adds a little bit of speed to the position when he's pulling the trigger. And Friday night, I think it was evident early when he made the long jaunt for the first touchdown. He did a good job running the option for us. But he's a pretty good little athlete, and we're comfortable with him or Wilson at quarterback. So they both understand the offense and what we're trying to do. So with either one, we feel like we'll be okay.
It's good to be able to interchange those guys, but. Anything you'd plan to do differently tonight with the weather as cold as it's expected to be and the turf and all? Being a little, we were talking about it earlier, would it be harder with the temperature? Is there anything you'd do differently with the cold weather?
No. We're not that fancy. I mean, we're not going to do a whole lot, different. I mean, you're going to do what got you here, and that's what we're going to do, and hopefully be able to give Lowndes a game.
Well, Coach, good luck. Thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with us.
I'm here with Coach McPherson on the White Brothers Auto Coaches Show. Coach, Braswell Institute, 9-3 now, 6-1 in the region. The number two seed out of Region 3 behind Camden. 18 starters back, 9 on each side of the ball. Looks like another tough ball game for our Vikings tonight.
Yes, Wes, you're right. They got a fine ball team, and do a good job, you know, we're going to have to play our A game tonight.
Coach, you look at their offensive wing tee. It seems primarily that they like to go to their fullback, number 21, Shelton Barnes. He's rushed for over 1,300 yards this year. And their wing tees, you were telling us Tuesday night, is just a little bit different from our wing tee.
Yes, sir. They run the triple option. They run the midline, the veer. They do a very good job at it. Got a good fullback, good quarterback. You know, they're a fine team.
Coach, when you say the midline and the veer, kind of explain to us that, because folks know what to look for out of our wing tee, but what does that mean on theirs?
This is a triple option team where they have the ability on those plays either to give it to the fullback, fake it to the fullback, and the quarterback run it, or the quarterback run it and have the ability to pitch the ball. So it's the old-fashioned triple option. We run a little bit of it ourselves.
Coach, their quarterback number 17, Wilson Brown, he's their second leading rusher, was hurt, did not play. I don't think he played last week against East Cade. What does their backup quarterback look like?
He's a good one. He's a fast kid, strong. You know, he appears to be every bit as good as the first quarterback.
Coach, defensively, you said they run a version of that 3-3 stack. They're led by number 54 linebacker Shaquille Russell, a senior. Second leading tackle on the team, and my understanding is this is a Division I prospect.
Yeah, he's a great linebacker, big kid. He's sideline to sideline making tackles. You know, we're going to have to do a good job of finishing blocks and executing on offense.
Coach, defensively, that looks to be really their strong suit. They seem to hold a lot of teams under less than 100 yards rushing per game.
They do. They do a fine job, and it's going to be tough.
Coach, looking for a big crowd here tonight?
We always have a great crowd. You know, our kids have had a good week of practice. We're ready to go.
How has practice been this week compared to last week?
It's a step better. You know, it's a little bit more exciting. You know, the kids are fired up, and we're ready to go.
You said every week you look on areas that we can improve on, and that's what we try to improve on each week. What did we focus on this week?
Well, you know, defensively, we're always focusing on getting off blocks and tackling. In offense, you know, if I had to pick one thing, we're trying to finish blocks.
Coach, well, good luck to you tonight, and we will see you Tuesday night at Loco's Deli and Pub to celebrate another great Lions High victory.
Thank you.
See who we got as captains. I know Ridge Spivey, number 64. Let's see, number 55, Henry Harden. Number 9, Gerald Demps. And number 4, Marcus Solomon. They are your captains for the Vikings.
Bill, there's 4 on the other side for Bradwell. You give me numbers and I'll give you names.
Let's see what we got. Number 54.
That is Shaquille Russell, the linebacker.
Number 6.
Is the DeMario Day, who should be quarterback tonight.
Number 10.
Is Manuel Crum, defensive back.
And number 86.
Number 86 is Alec Valesco, the tight end.
Well, the clock's at 12. The Vikings are huddled there at the 50. And the Tigers, Bradwell Institute Tigers, their kicker, that is number 2, David Miller, has got his tee. He puts it down at the 40. And Wes, we're ready to get round 2 of the 5A state championship playoff system underway here at Martin Stadium.
Going back deep to receive will be Greg Reed along with Troy Braswell, and on the near side, Kari Franklin, the quarterback. In the middle, the up man is Mikey L. Padgett. Miller waiting for the official signal. Braswell, white jerseys, blue pants with white stripes around their jerseys, and gold helmets. Our Vikings, of course, maroon with the silver helmet. Miller kicking off from left to right on your radio dial. Vikings will be going from right to left. They're down in the south end zone. Waiting for the signal.
Good crowd, Wes.
Yep.
Home side is full.
There it comes. Miller approaches the football. Puts his foot into it, and the second round playoff game is on the way. It's on the ground. Padgett picks it up, falls on it at the 29-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 right there.
Mikey L. Padgett, he had to cut to his left to try and get it as it was a squib kick along the ground. And Mikey L., instead of trying to pick it up and do something with it, just fell on it as he tried to go get it. And that's the safe thing to do, Wes.
All righty, Vikings ball on the near hash mark. Kari Franklin brings the Vikings out to the line of scrimmage. Lane Grant brings the Mayfire Moving Company up over the ball. We're throwing strong side left. In the backfield is Anderson. Reed at wing back on our side. And it looks like a five-man front. Gives it to Anderson across the middle, across 25 to 30.
Demps.
Cuts back outside. Sorry, it is Demps. I thought it was Anderson. Give it to Demps, who trailed Anderson through the hole across the 30 to 35. And he has, that's a 12-yard carry all the way, 13-yard carry all the way out to the 38-yard line, where we'll be first and 10 there for our Vikings.
Good, simple counter run by Gerald Demps. around the left side, cut back up on the counter through the middle, and a great 13-yard run.
Now we show strong side right. Dempsey at wing back on the far side. Three-man front, two linebackers up tight. And we give the ball to Reed. Reed looking for a hole, breaks outside, cuts past one man, two, still on his feet. And he'll pick up about, give him, eight yards. It'll be second and two. The ball across the 45 up to the 46-yard line.
So far, nothing real fancy from the Vikings. Just two counter plays, one to the left side, this one to the right side. And Vikings in good shape.
Ball moves to the far side of the field on the far hash mark. We're showing double tight ends. Three-man front. Actually, looks like a five. Three linebackers up tight, and we give it to Dempsey on the carry. Breaks outside. He's across the 50. Go 45. Go 40. Stiff arm a man at the 35, and he run him out of bounds at the 31-yard line of Bradwell Institute.
Gerald had to take a double clutch of the ball. He was trying to switch hands. He had it on the inside hand. He's running down the left line. Moved it out to his left hand, and when he did, you saw him double clutch it a little bit, and he lost about a half step, or he might have been able to take that to the house, Wes.
10:46 to go, first quarter, no score. That was a 19-yard run by Gerald Dempsey. Moves the football to our side of the field. Again, we show two tight ends. Franklin goes under center. Greg Reed at wing back on our side. He's got Anderson.
Strong side left.
And he gives the ball.
Mikey
is a pass. Oh, it's on the ground. The ball is on the ground. It's a fumble, and it has been recovered by Bradwell at the 20-yard line.
Mikey L came through the line. He got it knocked out from behind. He saw it. Everybody saw it. And unfortunately, the Vikings not able to recover. And Bradwell Institute gets a turnover. And it's first down and 10 from the 21. So after a really good offensive series by the Vikings, gets a turnover. And it's now Bradwell's ball, still 0-0, 10:40 left here in the first quarter.
DeMario Day brings the play in from the line of scrimmage. He sends number 14, Trevon Williams, to the far side at wide receiver. He has Sheldon Barnes at the fullback, and they give it to Barnes up the middle. No, he gets hit in the back.
Ball's
on the ground. Reef ball on it at the 14. He gave it to Barnes. Barnes missed the handoff, came out of Barnes' belly, and went backwards, and we have recovered on the 14.
Yeah, the quarterback, number 6, DeMario Day, tried to pull it back in, and when he did and tried to turn and fake the cut, just couldn't hold on to the handle, and the Vikings get the ball back, and it's first down and 10 from the 14-yard line.
Here comes Padgett, Greg Reed.
You got Tyler Hunter
this
time.
Yeah, that's in my mind. Just went blank. Tyler at the far side. We're still showing two tight ends. And they give it the ball to Greg Reed on the counter. Get right up in the middle, and he'll run into all three or four Tigers, and they'll get back maybe to the line of scrimmage. They said they're going to give him half a yard. It'll be second and 9.5.
Guys, you know, we talked about before the game whether or not the weather would play a factor, and you got to think that the weather might have had something to do with those two fumbles there, because it is extremely cold down here. The wind has picked up, and everything's numb. Your fingers, you just can't feel like you normally can, so you got to think that played a part in that.
Absolutely.
Ball on the near hash mark. Franklin goes under center. Now we send strong side right with Travis Hunter, with Tyler Hunter on the wing out there. Anderson in the backfield along with Reed. They're in a three-man front. Three linebackers up tight. Give it to Reed around the right side. Cuts back against the grain. Stiff arm a man trying to get outside. He's at the 20 to 15. Hits to the corner. And the ball comes out. They say he ran out of bounds at the 2-yard line. Bill will have a first down.
It'll be first down and goal from about the 2, but we couldn't see his foot. The official right there said that he stepped out. I know that he launched himself from there, and he pushed the ball into the end zone, but that's what they had to have said, he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, there was a great block on that last play. I don't know if you saw Kari Franklin came off after he handed off, and he laid a great block to spring Greg down to the 2.
Good eyes. Marty Franklin goes under center. Again, strong side right. Tyler Hunter, the wing back on that side. Michael Mitchell, the wing back near side. Robertson Anderson, they're in a 5-man, 6-man front up top. Give it to Anderson up the middle over the left side. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Robert Anderson. Nothing fancy, just a fullback dive just outside into the tackle hole. That goes in that B gap, and they just run it right in there for a 6-point touchdown for the Vikings. Let's see if they line up outside, Wes.
Willis on to attempt the extra point.
They have.
Jackson Dalton, the long snapper, and Cole Parker, the hole.
Manuel Crum took the outside post, so they swing the gate over.
And what that means, they keep us from going outside, because if they don't line up out there, we go for two. There's a snap, ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 9:40 to go here in the first quarter, it's our Vikings 7, Bradwell nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Grayson now leads 8-7 over East Paulding.
And we got an updated score. Camden leads Northside Winter Robins 14-0 the second quarter.
That blows my 7 points. Kevin Willis set to kick off. Back deep is DeMario Day at the deep position. There's the football. High end over end kick. It'll be taken by Mike McGord on the far side. He's at the 10. Cuts back inside the 15. Runs into several
Anderson.
Vikings. And Anderson knocks him down at the 15-yard line. And that's where Radwell will take over first and 10 from there.
I have to agree with Marty. Even up here, the wind has picked up. It is a bitter cold now. And out there on the field, the kicking game is going to be affected when it gets really cold like this, as well as the players' hands. They just get kind of numb.
First and 10 from the 15-yard line. 9:33 to go. First quarter, Vikings leading 7-0. The second possession for Bradwell Institute tonight. I tell you what, Bill, even though it's cold, it's still a good, probably 5,000, 6,000 plus on our home side. Day goes under center. He's got a tight end to our side. One receiver far side. Barnes in the backfield gives it to Barnes right up the middle. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And they'll mark him
nowhere.
A no gain. Be second and 10 from there.
And I can't even give one player a tackle on that one, because there were 7 or 8 crimson jerseys right there at the point of attack to knock him down. I think my cords have frozen too.
About everything, but ink is freezing up in my pen. Number 18, and that's Darren Nelson, comes to the near side. Tied into our side also. The tight end's covered up. We're in a 5-man front. Day goes under center. Got a man in motion. Gives it to Barnes up the middle, and he'll again get absolutely nowhere. We'll stop him at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10 at the 20-yard line with 8:45 to go in the first quarter.
Again, hard to tell who's making the tackle, because there's 5 or 6 crimson jerseys right there at the point of attack. Henry Harden looks like he met him right there and put him down along with number 42, Chris Stinson.
Third and 10 at the 20 at the 15-yard line. Two plays for Bradwell has netted them not anything at all. They bring Trevon Williams to our side, tied into our side. DeMario Day goes under center. Got a man in motion again. Gives it to, well, I tell you what, this time Shelton Barnes breaks through. He picks up 5 yards out to the 20-yard line. But after that 5-yard carry, it'll still be 4th and 5 from there.
Yeah, Michael Mitchell and Gerald Dentz just met him right there. And we're able to bring him down pretty quickly. But again, you're right, a 5-yard gain.
Back deep is Troy Braswell and Greg Reed, standing back about our 45-yard line. David Miller standing about his 5. We have 7 men on the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. Miller gets the ball, a high pooch kick. Hits at their 45, and we'll take a Lounge Viking roll back inside the 45, back to the 44, and that's where we'll take over first and 10 from their 44-yard line. Oh, Bill, we got a flag on the field.
Yeah, right here, number 25, and I couldn't tell who it was, and engaged in a block over here, far away from the ball.
Let's see what we're going to have.
You wonder if that's offsetting or if somebody just got a little too animated with their block. I don't know. We'll see.
Waiting on the official. 7:24 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead at 7-0. This will be our third possession of the night. We were moving when we fumbled the ball.
Personal foul against Bradwell.
And he's talking to Greg Reed, the captain, saying now,
nobody can decide. Let's see. Is it during the play?
Personal foul.
It's not a dead ball foul.
Nope. So it should be marked off from the end of the run. Coach Walsh is wanting to know what's going on the other side. Right. All the officials on this side of the field.
Well, what we could see down here was that Marcus blocked him out of bounds, kept blocking him, and then right before the play was over, Solomon quit, and they blew the whistle, and then their guy took a cheap shot and pushed Marcus down right after the whistle, and the official was right there.
Oh, wow, okay.
He came out with the flag. It was right on our sideline, so you guys couldn't see it.
Coach declined it, so we'll tug over first and 10 from the 44. All I can think is that had it went back
it
and
had
marked
to
off
re-punt, right.
And marked it off and then punted the ball.
Because, yeah, it wasn't a dead ball, so.
Corey Franklin goes under center. He has got Darius Howe, Tyler Hunter at wing back on the far side, Anderson at fullback, and Bill, I think it is, Greg Reed at wing back on our side. Bradwell in the three-man front, three linebackers up on the line of scrimmage, two other men up tight, and we give it to Anderson right up the middle. He runs into, them Tigers are clawing at that football, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that'll all second and 10 from there.
Yeah, number 24, David Swinford, was right there. After just, they're going to give him a half yard. Good tackle by number 24, David Swinford.
We're at the seven-minute mark here in the first quarter. Darius Howell brings a play in from the sidelines. Ball not quite in the middle of the field. Vikings going from right to left on the radio dial, leading 7-0 here early in this second round game. Two tight ends for our Vikings. And gives it to Greg Reed around the right side. He breaks past one man to 40. The 35, the 30.
Got one guy.
He got a break. Gets past another man. And they'll not run him down. Greg Reed, touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Greg Reed. That was what we have seen from Greg Reed all year long. One guy to beat. Gives him a little move. Steps outside and then just runs away with it for a great touchdown.
There is a flag, guys.
There is a flag.
Uh-oh.
What do you got, Marty?
I'm not sure what it is, but there's a flag right in the middle of the field.
They're bringing it back. I see it now.
Maybe it might be holding.
We'll find out here.
It's right where it would be.
And that's behind the line of scrimmage back at the 46. It is. They'll mark it off from there. So, actually, Bill, so of a 10-yard penalty, it's going to end up being about a 12-yard penalty for our Vikings.
Well, if you take away the touchdown, it's more like a 55-yard penalty. So we get one on a great run by Greg Reed, but it comes back on a hold. So it'll be second down and about 21.
That's what they call it, right in the middle of the field. There comes Lane Grant, the 5'11", 240-pound junior center. Bradwell in three-man front, man in motion towards us. Pitch out to number 25, Tyler Hunter. He's across the 35, the 30, the 20. That 15, the 10 to the corner, won't catch him.
Touchdown.
Nope, they run him out of bounds at the one-yard line.
Wes, again, I didn't see his foot, and they're calling him out at the one, but he lunged forward, hit the pylon with the ball, and that is a touchdown, unless, of course, he did step out of bounds.
That's a 55-yard run by Tyler Hunter. And no flags on the play.
So a good 40-some-odd yard run for a touchdown by Greg Reed comes back. Next play, Tyler Hunter gets 55 yards, and it's down at the one, first and goal.
First and goal from there. Anderson in the backfield. Michael Mitchell in at wing back along with Demps. Tied into our side. Mitchell in motion, gives it to Anderson. And touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Robert Anderson. If we keep doing this all night, stepping out of bounds at the 1 or 2 yard line, Anderson's going to have a big night as far as scoring goes.
And let's see what happens here. Here's the swinging gate. Now they slide over. Waiting on Dalton Jackson's snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good with 6:15 to go here in the first quarter. It's our Vikings 14, Bradwell nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back at Martin Stadium, Bill Osborne along with Wes James. Marty Rogers on the sideline. At 6:15 left in the first quarter, the Vikings lead 14-0 on this last touchdown, a long 55-yard run by Tyler Hunter and then a one-yard plunge by Robert Anderson, and puts us up 14-0. Mark Willis now set to kick off for the Vikings. There's his kick. Deep into that right corner. Looks like that's Mike McWirt with the carry, and he'll be brought down. That's number 37, Brandon Fox on the tackle, and they'll bring him down about the 23-yard line where it'll be first down and 10 for the Bradwell Institute Tigers.
Thank you there, Bill Osborne.
Wes, Bill, I got some scores. I don't know if y'all heard, but Coffee was up 14-0, and
wow,
Tipped was down 7-0.
Oh, Tipped is down 7-0. We had heard they were up 7-0.
I heard down. Of course, I'm just catching this second hand.
Well, Camden is up 14-0 over Northside, last we heard.
Here comes DeMario Day. Takes a snap, gives it to Barnes up the middle, and he'll get about 2 yards as he gets up to about the 25-yard line.
Number 10, Delvin the Terminator Smith. Q-Tip is fired up tonight.
Yes, he is. Wanting to play a little high school football. 5:51 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead it 14-0. Day brings the side of the play in from Coach Walsh.
Day under center, waiting on the snap.
There you go. Takes a snap again, gives it to Barnes up the middle. Barnes busts across the 25 up to about the 26. Mark him down at the 27. Should be second and seven from about the 27-yard line.
I was watching the play as it, the fake carried out around the left-hand side. Tyler Hunter did a great job. We talk about assignment defense. So far, they've been doing a real good job. They've been driving up the center, but we've been able to keep guys on the outside.
Yep,
somebody
hurt.
Down. A player for Bradwell Institute. Looks like he's grabbing a hamstring there from the back.
And
he jumped up, though. It's number 60. That is Chauncey Crosley.
Mm-hmm.
They did call the trainers out. He's starting to hop off. You don't think it would be a cramp in this kind of weather, but you never know.
You never know. Guys are playing hard out there. Henry Harden in at nose tackle for our Vikings right now. We're in that five-man front. 50 defense, as we call it.
Yeah, Henry will be playing one of the tackle spots. There at that nose, I tell you, number 30, Justin Wilson, a 6'2", 315-pound freshman, has done a job these last several games at the nose position.
Strong side right for Bradwell. Day takes a snap, keeps it, looking, gets hit in the backfield by Michael Copeland, and he'll lose those 4 yards all of back to the 25-yard line.
Great read by Michael Copeland. Also in there to help take him down is number 55, Henry Harden.
And David Miller will come in to punt for Bradwell. Reed drops back to about our 40-yard line. We're only putting one man back right now.
Yeah, Miller on his last punt looked like he short-legged it and got some height but didn't get a lot of distance. Let's see what he does with this one.
Standing back about the 11-yard line. Yep, now Bradwell asked for timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. Vikings leading 14-0, 4:07 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And we're back at Martin Stadium after a timeout by the Tigers. They are set to punt now. Back deep to receive for the Vikings is Greg Reed. There's Miller's punt. Nice punt. Drives Greg back a little bit. Greg Fields about the 32-yard line, looking for a place to run. Looks right, comes back left. Almost falls down, but he's still on his feet and run out of bounds about the 45-yard line. But there is a flag down, Wes.
Tell you what, Bill, you look at that. Well, I'm going to write some scores down over here. Noonan does lead Tift 7-0.
Okay, so we had it backwards the first score that we
yep.
got. Let's see. We got a block in the back against the Vikings. That'll happen sometimes. You got guys, a running back or a punt returner like Greg Reed that just likes to run around trying to find an open field, and sometimes you get a guy to push in the back.
Dublin leads Thomasville 13-7. Jefferson leads Brooks 7-6, and no score between Toombs and Cook.
So that'll run us back to the 26-yard line where the Vikings will take over first down and 10. It's 3:52 left in the first quarter. The Vikings lead 14-0. Got a change at the guard now. Matthew Stanley comes in at the guard position now. That'll give Henry a little break.
Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Inside 4 minutes to go in a very cold first quarter. Franklin goes under center. Bradwell in a five-man front. It looks like pitch out to Demp around the left side. He's across the 30 to 35. The 40 races down the sidelines across the 50 into Bradwell territory, and they'll pull him down at the 44-yard line, the 46-yard line of Bradwell.
Yeah, Gerald was looking for something along the edge to try and keep running. He saw that close up, cut back onto the inside, still picked up about three or four more yards, and it'll be a great gain, 29-yard gain, and it'll be first down and 10 for the Vikings.
That's a 23-yard run by Gerald Demps all the way down to Grayson's 46. Ball on the near hash mark. We send Thomas Rump to the far side. Now we put Reed out in the slot as a wide receiver. Grayson in a three-man front, two linebackers up tight. Looks like a five. Looks like a 5-2. Franklin keeps the ball, rolls right, looking. Now tucks it, starts to run, runs into one of our guards, gets hit as he crosses the 45.
He's still not down. Now there's a flag. There's going to be probably a face mask in that.
And there go Mark, and he'll go down.
I don't know. Brady's in there, too. Could be a hold. Let's see.
Looked like they're going to put him down about the 42-yard line. It'll be about a five-yard carry. Face mask, just a five-yarder. Tack 5 yards onto that.
I thought the way they reached in, Kari still on his feet, and they threw the flag in there, and I didn't see anybody. And then late, I saw Brady Brantley thinking, well, it might could have been a hold, but.
Takes it down to the 37.5, where it'll be about a yard and a half for a first down.
3:07, the clock continues to run. It's 14-0. Vikings lead the Tigers of Bradwell Institute.
Bradwell, a three-man front, two linebackers on our side. Takes a snap right up the middle to Anderson. Anderson, oh, gets close to the first down.
That mark looks like he's probably got it.
He was gang-tackled in there by a host of Tigers. Let's see how close it is to the first down. Referee steps in. Nope. Says it'll be second and about a 9-volt battery.
Just got an updated score. It's 14-7 with 22 seconds left in the half. Camden still leads. Northside Warner Robins.
Franklin goes under center, ball on the far hash mark. They go back to their three-man front, their 3-3 stack. Walk a linebacker up on the outside on our side. Man in motion is Greg Reed. Takes a snap, fakes a pitch out. No, that's Hunter. Stops, looks, throws downfield. Look downfield, number 19, hopping high. Oh, off his fingertips. And Aaron Winston just misses making a catch at the 2-yard line.
The way Corey threw it up, it just floated out there for a second. And Aaron had to wait on it, and it just didn't get there in time.
It'll be third and about a double-A battery. Robert Anderson comes in along with Darius Howell. Mikey L. Padgett checks out. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 14-0. Third and short. We go to double tight ends. Six-man front. We give it to Reed around the right side. Hurdles past one man. Cuts the corner. He's across the 30, the 25, the 20. Still on his feet. They drag him down. Bill at the 18-yard line. First and 10. We needed a half a yard, and he gets 18. We needed a half a yard, and he got 18 of them. The first and 10 Vikings at the 18-yard line. Clock running. Nope, just stopped waiting on the to get the chain set. And there is a Bradwell player down, stretching his legs out. Marty, our offensive line looks like they're opening some big holes down there tonight, buddy.
They really do, guys. They have completely controlled the line of scrimmage tonight. We have had our way with them as far as running the football so far. Guys, Greg did come off the field limping just then. I think he's all right. He's sitting down over here, but he did come off the field limping.
I'm sure you'll check that for us. We got actually marking first and 10 at the 17. Ball on the far hash mark. Now the clock starts to run. Tight end to the far side. Hunter at one wing back. Takes a snap. Gives it to Hunter around the left side. He's across the 15. The 10 heads, and they run him out of bounds at the 9-yard line. So it'll be second and 2. He'll pick up 8 yards on that carry. The second and 2 from the 8. Well, let's see what he marking might be. No, they mark him at the 9. So it'll be second and about a yard and a half from the 9-yard line.
Well, I just got another score. Coffee is up 21-0 now.
Tight end to the far side. Nope, tight end comes to the near side now. Franklin goes under center. Give the ball to Anderson up the middle. Pass one man, two, three. Touchdown, Vikings. I see you, Robert Anderson. 9-yard touchdown run. Forty-six seconds to go here in the first quarter. Dalton Jackson, the long snapper in. Cole Parker to hold. Mark Willis lines up for the extra point. There's a snap. Ball's down, kicked up. And he missed it wide right. With 46 seconds to go here in the first quarter, we'll take a 30-second break. Vikings lead it 20-0. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Mark Willis back at Martin Stadium. 46 seconds to go, first quarter. Mark Willis set to kick off back deep, number 8. That's Dante Day, along with Mike McGuirt on one side, and I can't see the number on this side. Willis approaches the football, puts his foot into it, high end over end kick, hits to the right side, and hits, bounces off their fingers, picks it up, they fall on it, ball's on the ground, it was touched by a Bradwell player, and let's see, the referee comes up, it's Viking football at the 5-yard line. Mike McGuirt went to field the ball, bounced off his fingers, bounced around back there, and I didn't see who recovered the football, but it's Viking football at the five. Ball on the far hash mark. Franklin brings the Vikings. He's got out on the line of scrimmage. Anderson at fullback. He's got Dempsey at one wing back and got Telvin Smith in and a blocking back. Six-man front. They've got 10 guys, 9 guys within 8 yards of the ball. Franklin takes a snap, rolls outside, gives it to Dempsey over the left side, cuts back inside. Touchdown, Vikings! I see you, Gerald Dempsey. Seconds to go now in the first quarter. See if Coach will try to make up that extra point here or just kick it. Sends the play in by Henry Harden. Yep, Vikings will go for two, it looks like. Kari Franklin goes under center. Dempsey in the backfield along with Anderson. Telvin Smith with strong side right. And there's a timeout on the field. Delay of game against our Vikings. Let's back that up 5 yards. Coach is not happy about that. That'll back it up to the 8-yard line. Dempsey now goes under center. Six-man front for Bradwell. Franklin takes a snap, gives it to Dempsey. Dempsey weaves through, and the two-point conversion is good from 8 yards out, and is now 28-0. 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5. Kicks Country, back at Martin Stadium. Wes James along with a very relieved Bill Osborne, who had to disappear for just a little bit.
Yes, thank you.
And Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Mark Willis set to kick off again.
Yeah, but I was gone. You had two scores.
Yep.
Wow. I'll leave again.
Dante Day back in the deeps. He's the deep slot for Bradwell. High and over end kick. And the ball will hit. And up. Oh, it's taken out to five. Comes near side. We get a block in the back. Smith. He cuts out. He's at 15, the 20. And we'll run him out of bounds at the 20. They're going to mark him down at the 22-yard line.
There was a block in the back. The white hat, I saw him reach back for the flag, but then he changed his mind. All right, Wes. I'm sorry I missed it. I had to go down underneath the stadium. I know we were driving for the first touchdown. How did we get the second one?
Well, Anderson scored. Of course, then on the kickoff, they muffed the kick at the five. We recovered it.
Wow.
And Gerald Demp scored from there. And then we had the first delay of game penalty we've had all year. Backed it out to the 8, and two-point conversion was good from there.
Wow. So 28-0, 25 seconds left in the first quarter.
Day goes under center. Two tight ends for Bradwell. Takes a snap. Gives it to Barnes right up the middle. And he'll cross the 25 up to about the 26-yard line. Gets 3 yards on the carry. Looked like they'd held him to maybe just one. He used those big legs to turn ahead. That may be the last play. The last play of the first quarter. And it is. And we'll take a 60-second break after one. Vikings lead it 28-0. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5. Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne. It will be 2nd and 7. The ball at the 26-yard line. Gives it to Barnes up the middle. Look at those big legs turn as he fights and picks up another 2 or 3 yards. Out close to about the 29-yard line. Should be 3rd and 4 from there. Sheldon Barnes showing us why he has been such a force for the Bradwell Tigers.
Yeah, he really is. He's getting the holes right there, but the Viking defense is doing such a great job shutting it down early.
It'll be 3rd and 4, the ball at the 29-yard line. We have just started the second quarter. The Vikings leading it 28-0 on a very cold, cold night here at Martin Stadium. They bring Mike McGuirt our side. They also put Manuel Crum in the slot. Day goes under center. Two tight ends. Takes the snap, drops back, looking to throw, being chased.
Copeland.
Hit from behind. Michael Copeland tackles him as he gets back to the 25-yard line. He'll lose 4 on the play, and Bradwell will have to punt.
Yeah, give another sack to Michael Copeland. He just ran him down from the backside. Demario Day was trying to find somebody open, rolled out to the right side, and Michael Copeland just ran him down. Miller set back to punt. Now, you got to watch. Demario Day is their up guy.
Ball goes to Miller. Miller gets the kickoff. High, high kick. They hit. The ball hits at the 50. Reed takes it at the 47. Covers the 50, the 45, the 40, the 25, the 30. I'm sorry, the 30, 35, 20. Jumps one man, and then trips him up, and it is Miller, the kicker, who trips him up at the 15-yard line, and he'll momentum will carry him down to about the, they're going to mark him
12.
At the 12.
May even be the 13 from the looks of it.
Thought Greg had a shot at really taking it to the house, and then he cut it back inside trying to find a hole. And Bradwell did a good job being able to converge on him and bring him down.
Bill, obviously Greg's ankle is okay because he was back in the game just then, but he is still limping a little bit. He's got his right ankle heavily taped. I don't know how much we'll actually get to see him the rest of the night.
Yeah, 28-0 here in the second quarter. I agree.
Direct snap to Dimps. Dimps across the middle, cuts back inside, still on his feet. Trip him up as he crosses the 5-yard line, and they're going to mark him down, Bill, at the 3. It's going to be awfully close to a first down.
Now, Wes, I don't know that we've seen Gerald in that shotgun Tebow formation maybe once this year, and he ran that very well that time.
It'll be second and a double-A battery at the 3-yard line.
Thomas Runk checks in now.
Reed had a 46-yard return, punt return.
Matt Stanley still at that left guard position, doing very well.
Tyler Hunter in the slot, and they snap the ball back to Franklin in the Tebow over the left side. Got a hole, stumbles into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Corey Franklin. And out comes Mark Willis, Jackson Dalton, and Cole Parker. And the swinging gate out to the left. And it's Manuel Crum out on that outside corner. They'll swing the gate. Go ahead.
I'm waiting on Jackson's snap. There it is. Parker puts it down. Willis puts his foot into it. And he misses again. That's the second missed extra point tonight by Mark Willis. That was so wet. 9:43 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 34-0. We'll take another 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Mark Willis set the kickoff ball on the near hash mark. Kicking toward the south end zone. Deontay Day back deep. Along with Manuel Crum and Mike McGirt. Kick is headed down toward McGirt, who takes it at the 4, goes to the far side. He's across the 5, the 10, cuts back near side and runs into two Vikings at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, Stinson and Michael Copeland, and they just plant him right there about the 16-yard line. You could see the frustration on Mark's face, even from up here, as he missed that extra point. It's like he pushed it off, went hard to the right, and I'm not sure, you know, what it is in a kicker. It is so funny. It's just one little step. It's a little push here and there, and it starts getting in your head.
9:35 to go, first half. Vikings lead it 34-0. Here comes DeMario Day going from right to left on your radio dial. Two tight ends, Barnes in the backfield. At fullback, that five-man front takes a snap, gives it to Barnes over the right side.
Keeper.
No, Day keeps it, and as he starts around the right side, he ran into the Terminator, Telvin Smith, and is slung to the ground.
They're trying to calm Telvin down now, because I tell you, when he made that tackle, he stayed over the top of him for just a second or two. And I tell you, it's hard to try and calm that down, but he will get a penalty if he does it over the top of him, I'm sure.
Give him about a yard. It'll be second and 9. The ball at the 18-yard line. Again, Day goes under center. Got a man in motion. Gives it on the counter play. Oh, big hole as it gets across the 20. Up to, let's see, on the carry, that was number 5, Mike McGirt.
Yeah, Telvin just grabbed him by the ankles as he came through the line.
And he'll pick up 5.5 yards. It'll be 3rd and about 4.5 out to the 22.5-yard line.
J.P. Perillo is going to check out now. Deion Crenshaw comes in on the defensive line. Also in is, that's number 37, Brandon Fox at that defensive end position.
Bradwell up over the ball. Day goes under center. Takes a snap. Barnes right up the middle. And nope, will not get the first down. He'll get out to about the 24-yard line. So we'll give him about a yard and a half carry. What will be actually 3rd and 3 from about the 24.
And they bring in the punter, number 2, David Miller.
Miller standing back about the 10. We've got Braswell and Reed back about our 45. 5 men up on the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. High kick. Hits it the 50. And we pick it up. And Reed has it. Picks up at the 50. Across the 45. To the 40. Still on his feet. Tries to cut outside. Just one man. 2, 3. Still on his feet as he crosses the 25. And they'll pull him down about the 21-yard line. Bill, how in the world did Greg Reed do that?
I'll reserve my opinion till later.
The guy just gets it when all practical reasons say don't touch the ball.
There was a Bradwell player standing within half a yard of Greg Reed. The ball just bounced up. Greg Reed says, snatched it out of the air and took off with it.
I mean, it's a phenomenal run. There, you cannot deny.
The old Notre Dame box, we got a man in motion. Demps takes it, looks right, oh, they're going to call a legal procedure. We had two men in motion at the same time.
Yep, and it wasn't a very good snap. Gerald had to really cut down to, he didn't come up off the ground, but he had really had to work at it to get it up.
So that'll back it up to the 27-yard line. First and 15 from there. C.J. Moore brings the play in. We go back to the old Notre Dame box. We call it the Tebow offense. Demps in the shotgun. Direct snap to Demps. He starts right, looking for blocking, tries to cut outside, pass one man, two, three, still on his feet at the 20, fights his way down toward the 15. No, they will haul him down at the 16, just a yard short.
A little extracurricular there. Thomas Runk got pushed down about the 10. You hear the crowd a little bit in the background.
About a 10, 11-yard run will be second and four. The ball at the 16-yard line. The ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 6:40 to go in the first half. Vikings leading 34 to nothing.
Kari Franklin now checks back in at quarterback.
We send Aaron Winston to the far side. Put Tyler Hunter in the shotgun. I mean, in the slot. Franklin keeps the ball. Looks, pulls it down across foot. Oh, he crosses the 15. And he'll pick up about 1-2, maybe 2 yards.
Yeah, he saw the hole open up there on the left side over the left guard, between the left guard and tackle. And as he went through the hole, it closed up really quickly, and they got him low around the ankles.
Third and two, the ball at the 14-yard line. We've got to get just across the 12. Franklin checks out. Greg Reed comes in along with Darius Howell. We will see the Tebow probably with Reed in the shotgun this time. Yep, we do. Anderson and the blocking back. He's got Darius Howell and Tyler Hunter as wide receivers. Four-man front for Bradwell. Two linebackers up tight. Reed has it across the 15, cuts inside, still on his feet, spins and crosses the 10 all the way down to the, they'll mark him down at the 10.
That's enough for a first down.
Four-yard carry, and it's going to be first and goal from just inside the 10-yard line. 5:40 to go here in the first half, leading 34 to nothing.
Greg Reed still in that Tebow formation.
Yep, two receivers come near side. That's Winston and Tyler Hunter. Three-man front for Bradwell. Hunter in motion. Gives it to Hunter on a counter around the left side. Trying to get to the corner. Cuts inside. Drives hard. And two Tigers bringing down about the 2-yard line.
I was watching Robert Anderson that time from the fullback position trying to seal that block on the outside. I really thought he was going to get a hold. Good block nonetheless, and it springs him around the corner. It brings up second now and just over 2 yards to the goal line.
Second and goal from just outside the two. Ball on the far hash mark. Two receivers come near side. Reed takes a direct snap, starts right, look, and they won't touch him as he waltzes into the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Greg Reed. We're going to see Jed Solomon now, number 47, come in and attempt the extra point. Jackson Dalton and Cole Parker also check in.
Yep, Gerald Demp says, let's bring them over, fellas.
So we're going to see Jed Solomon now on a point after.
Solomon waiting on Jackson's snap. There it is. Ball's down, kicked up.
And it's good.
And with 4:40 to go here in the first half, Vikings lead it 41 to nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Marty Rogers, Bill Osborne up here beside me next to the heater.
No, and the heater's a long way from here.
Dante Day back deep to receive along with Mike McGuirt. Kevin Willis to kick off.
Mark Willis.
I'm sorry, Mark Willis. The ball hits and bounces at the 10, taken at the 5. By Day, he's across the 10, the 15. Tries to get outside, the 20, 25. He's got to run down the sidelines. We run him out of bounds.
Kerry Stanley.
At the 30, where are they going to mark him out at, Bill? They're going to mark him out at the 37-yard line.
It's Kerry Stanley was the last guy there to try and make a tackle, and he gets him slung out of bounds.
32-yard kickoff return by Dante Day. 4:30 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead at 41-0. Don't have any more updates for you as of right now.
Last score we heard from Camden was still 14-7.
Yep. Day gives the ball to Barnes over the right side. Big hole. He's still on his feet. Gets by Solomon. We'll have to run him. Can we catch him as he head down the sidelines? He's across the 30. The 25, and Greg Reed runs him down at the 25-yard line.
The best run of the night. Their very first down of the night. And Greg Reed is the last thing the Vikings have to try and stop a six-point touchdown run.
35-yard run by Sheldon Barnes to get Bradwell down to our 24-yard line.
Clock at 4:14 and running, and we got a timeout. Timeout Lounge.
Timeout Vikings with 4:13 to go the first half. Vikings leading 41-0. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium. 4:13 to go first half. Vikings leading 41-0. But it is first and 10 at our 24-yard line by Bradwell. They send two receivers far side. Day goes under center. Barnes in the backfield. He has Crum at wing back on our side. One of five-man front takes a snap, gives it to Barnes up the middle. Big hole, he's off to the races. It'll be touchdown, Bradwell.
Again, another great hole right up the middle opened up by that offensive line for Bradwell. And Barnes just untouched into the end zone. So the Tigers put six on the board. They'll line up now. David Miller comes in to attempt the extra point. Now, we talk about Lowndes had missed some extra points tonight, but David Miller, as I was reading through their write-ups on the season, he has regularly missed one or two per game.
Miller waiting on the snap. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 4:07 to go here in the first half, it is our Vikings 41, Bradwell 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Here we are back at Martin Stadium, 4:07 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 41-7. Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Marty will get Coach McPherson at halftime.
Well, the Vikings give up seven, and those were earned by the Tigers last series.
Yep. They started on their 31.
Two long runs.
After a good about a 20-yard return. I think, 32-yard return on the kickoff by Deontay Day and a 24-yard run by Sheldon Barnes. David Miller set to kick off. Back deep is Greg Reed along with Corey Franklin and Troy Braswell. Braswell in the middle. Miller approaches the football. Little pooch kick high in the air. Ball hits and goes out of bounds.
Whew. Nobody on that front line, West, had even made an attempt to the ball for the Vikings. They've got to understand that's a live ball.
Sure is.
It had gone 11 yards.
It goes out of bounds. They can either back him up, make him kick it again.
Is that a spot?
Yeah, we'll take it where it went out of bounds at the 44-yard line.
That was dangerous because nobody on the front line for the Vikings paid attention enough to try and field that ball. And there was a player very close for the Tigers. Fortunately for us, the ball went out of bounds.
So we'll take over first and 10 from there, going left to right on the radio dial with 4 minutes to go here in the first half, leading 41-7. Franklin brings Michael Padgett, Tyler Hunter, and Greg Reed. Brings Darius Howell to the near side at wide receiver. Ball on the far hash mark. Franklin goes under center. Four-man front for Bradwell. We give it. Nope. Franklin keeps it. Looks being chased. Start to be pulled down, throws down, looks for a sliding Greg Reed at the 45 of Bradwell, incomplete pass.
Was watching the guard there trying to pick up. He let the first guy go and picked up the second one. I think he may have missed an assignment. Should have got the first defender, and that's what put pressure on Corey, and Corey had to throw it before he wanted to.
See what happens here now. Second and 10, the ball at our 40, just outside our 45-yard line.
Looks like C.J. Moore checks in with the play for the Vikings.
And as CJ comes to our side, he's in man coverage out here by Deontay Day. Tied into the far side. Franklin goes under center. And he gives it to
Reed.
Reed is still on his feet. He's across the 50, the 45. The 40 reverses field, comes back at the 45. Now at the 40, still on his feet, crosses the 35. and they'll pull him down at the 32-yard line.
Folks, Reed will make you lose your breath out here watching him live. As he goes backwards, when he gets he'll get a great gain. He'll back up to find more space and come forward and go back and go forward and come back. And you hear the crowd breathe with him as he moves around. He is a phenomenal player to watch, but scary when he gives up yards.
23-yard run by Gregory down to Bradwell's 32-yard line. 3:35 to go in the first half. Thomas Rump comes to our side. Ball on the far hash mark, tied into the far side. Franklin keeps it, rolls right, looking, throws downfield. Oh, off the fingertips of Michael Mitchell at the 20-yard line.
Had Michael Mitchell wide open right there in the middle, just threw it over the top.
Yep.
Just got an updated score, 14-14, Camden and Northside.
Looks like Mike Hill might be limping a little bit on his right leg. Aaron Winston checks in. Ball again on the far hash mark, second and 10. The ball just outside the 32, at the 32-and-a-half-yard line. 3:27 to go first half, leading 41-7, our Vikings are, on a cold, cold Martin Stadium night. Winston comes near side. Paget at the fullback. We have Mitchell in motion and gives it to Paget up the middle. Those big
moves.
No, Franklin keeps the ball, stumbles out in the open field, stumbles down at the 21. 11-yard gain and a first down.
It's something we talk about with Kari all the time. He is so fast that his feet get ahead of his body. And when it does, he'll stumble like that. And that happens a lot. He's just so, so fast.
First and 10 from the 21-yard line. 3:16 to go in the first half. Ball now on the near hash mark. Mikey L's limping badly as he comes off field.
Anderson will check in now.
Greg Reed in the backfield along with Tyler Hunter at the wing back. We're in our Eagle formation. Three-man front. Walk those linebackers up on the outside. Corners up tight. Hunter in motion toward the visitor's side. Franklin throws the ball out in the flats to Hunter. Hunter picks it up at the 20, cuts inside, the 15, the 10, cuts to the corner, can't catch him, touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Corey Franklin and Tyler Hunter. A great little 21-yard touchdown pass on a little flare out, and the Vikings are on the board again now, 47-7, and still going in for the extra point attempt, number 47, Jed Solomon.
Jackson Dalton, the long snapper, up over the ball. Cole Parker to hold. There's snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 2:47 to go in the first half, Vikings 48. Bradwell 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Loudside Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, 2:47 to go first half. Vikings leading 48-7. Jed Solomon set to kick off.
So Jed now is going to do the kickoffs.
Of course, back deep is Crum, Day, Deontay Day, and Mike McGuirt. Solomon steps into the ball, kicks it toward Deontay Day, takes it at the 5, goes far side across the 10, the 15, trying to get outside, got a hold, and he's hit and run down. Big run. We thought we had him at the 30 and stayed on his feet, and we don't tackle him until he gets to the 38-yard line.
Deontay Day goes through the same hole over there on the right-hand side that he did the last time. Kerry Stanley, one of the last guys to try and make an attempt, and he can't get him down. So it's number 14, C.J. Moore, that finally runs him out of bounds. Now, Jed Solomon, his approach to the ball is very different from Mark Willis. So your kickoff team has to make huge adjustments. Jed goes a little slower to the ball. And all the kickoff team had to change their cadence as they went up to the line. So that threw them off a little bit. But, again, Mark's not been very successful on his kickoffs tonight either, and I'm sure the weather has a lot to do with that.
Well, Bill, I'll give this. Day takes the ball, gives it on the counter to, it looks like, to number 10. That would be Crum. Crum gets about a yard, 2 yards, up to the 40-yard line. Just got an update from Coffee. Coffee leading 28-0 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Way to go, Coffee. I did get an update here on Camden and Northside, and they've got a different score, 14-13. Camden still with a one-point lead. So evidently Northside may have missed the extra point.
Did miss the extra point. I got a guy down here talking to somebody.
Missed it, 14-13. All right, and Marty, great, thank you.
All right, second and 8, the ball at the 40-yard line on the far hash mark. Day goes under center. tied into their side. Takes the snap, gives it to Barnes up the middle. Those big legs churning, does a 360 as he crosses the 40, gets up to about the 42, 43-yard line where it'll be third and probably about six from there.
Ridge Spivey had to just get him around the ankles and the thighs to get him around the calves and the ankles just to drag him down. So it's third down now and five
for
the Tigers.
Ball out to the 43-yard line. Tight end to our side. In fact, double tight ends to our side. Day under center, gives it to Barnes, pulls it back out. Nope, gives it back to Barnes. Look at those. Look at the
wow.
Big man.
He's
just
gonna have
fight
a first down.
All the way out to the 49-yard line.
Right now, that offensive line and Barnes are just chewing it up going after our defensive line. We got a timeout. That'll be the Tigers. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. We're back.
Yep, back at Martin Stadium. A minute 10 to go, first half. Vikings leading 48-7. And sometimes you get good scores, and sometimes you don't get good scores. And
well, we've got some guys that are, you know, are at some stadiums, and those are the ones I'm kind of relying on right now. So we're getting them from all over. As the games get fewer, you got more people at more games, and so you get a lot of differing scores. So we'll try and keep you up to date, and if we get something wrong, we're sorry, and we'll try and get it corrected.
First and 10, Bradwell out at the 49, at their own 49-yard line. Five-man front for our Vikings. Day goes under center, keeps the ball, rolls our side, looking to throw. Downfield, throws down. Oh! Intercepted by
Solomon.
Marcus Solomon at the 35.
Great job by number 4, Marcus Solomon. He went up, got the ball, two hands, came down on his back, and the Vikings take over first down and 10. Great job by Marcus Solomon. That's 2 weeks in a row now with an interception from Marcus Solomon.
Now we'll take over at our 35-yard line with a minute 3 to go here in the first half. And there comes Gerald Dentz. We're going back to the Tebow.
No, this time it's going to be
Tyler Hunter.
Tyler Hunter at the quarterback spot. They're going to carry his run in. Now he's off.
In the shotgun now, what do we got? They're going to call illegal participation, illegal substitution, which will be a 5-yard penalty. Back it up 5 yards. So it'll be first and 15 from our 29.
Now, there was no huddle, Wes. Explain to us why there's still a penalty.
Because we ran guys out on the field, and you've got to be, when the huddle break, I mean, you know, you say.
That is your huddle then?
That is
okay.
Your huddle.
I got you. From the sideline. So it's first and 15 for the Vikings.
Three receivers far side. Hunter takes a snap, rolls left, looking downfield, stops, pumps, looks. Goes way downfield toward Greg Reed. Ball up in the air. Intercepted by number 10. That's Manuel Crum across the 35. At the 40. Still on his feet as he gets to the 40, 50-yard line. Bill, you saw something. You saw the penalty. I did.
C.J. Moore just got crushed in the back. I mean, you saw a flag from both sides come out as he got hit. Tyler Hunter threw that really in a bad situation. It was double coverage. Greg had it beat deep, but Tyler just could not get the ball that deep out there. And, of course, number 10 able to make the catch. But there was a huge block in the back by number 14. That is Trevon Williams.
And I'd like to see that on film, but I'm not sure Greg might have not pushed off himself. It might have been a little bit of offensive pass interference that he was trying to get to the ball.
I don't know. I don't think pass interference because number 10 was so wide open, he might as well have been the wide receiver. So the Vikings commit another turnover, and it's first and 10 for the Tigers at the 30-yard line. We got 47 seconds left here in the first half.
They'll take over first and 10 from their 30.
So two running teams, all of a sudden, the last two series, throw the ball.
Day goes under center with 47 seconds to go. Gives it to Barnes up the middle. Barnes just runs through three or four Vikings as he'll pick up 5 yards after the 35.
And we're going to get a timeout, Tigers.
And with that, let's take a 30-second break. Vikings leading 48-7. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, West James along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Looking for you, Marty, and don't see you, buddy.
He's down there.
I have already made my way down to the end zone.
Oh, I see you down there.
I'm ready.
Okay. There's Day, rolls right, looking. Now tucks the ball. We run him out of bounds. Nobody to pass the ball to, and he runs out of bounds at the 36-yard line, where it'll be third and about four from there.
Got an update from Grayson, 17-7, Grayson, with just a few minutes left in the third. So it's third down, and about four for the Tigers. 33 seconds left here in the first half.
Bill, it's getting colder, buddy.
It is definitely getting colder. It's getting to the bones now. Marty might have to go inside the locker room.
Day takes a snap, gives it to Barnes. Barnes will not get the first.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I met him. I said he didn't. We hit him, had him stopped about the 38, and he turned and fell forward. It's going to be awfully close. It is a first down for Sheldon Barnes.
Yeah, I was going to say, Marty's probably going to go in the locker room with the team, see if he can't get warmed up.
It'll be first and 10 from the Bradwell 40-yard line, 24 seconds to go.
Updated from Camden, 20-14. Northside now leads. There's the snap.
Yep. Day rolls right again, looking, pulls it down. Nope, throws downfield. Almost intercepted by
Tilden.
The Terminator at the 50-yard line. That'll stop the clock with 9 seconds to go.
Tilden just reaches out to his left, knocks the ball away. And like I say, 9 seconds left here in the half. It's second down and 10 now for the Tigers.
Michael Copeland comes to the sidelines. It is cold. There comes Day to the line of scrimmage now. Second and 10, the ball at the 40. We're still in a five-man front. Day, counter, gives it to Dante Day across the 15, across the 40, tries to get toward the 45. Ball's on the ground. But that's going to be the end of the first half, and we'll wait for Marty down here to get interview with Coach McPherson. Vikings leading 48-7.
Let's see if Marty can get Coach McPherson here. We'll stay right here with it. Did get an update now from someone at the game, and it is confirmed 20-14. Northside now leads Camden County. That is turning out to be a great ball game. We'll get the halftime score out to them as well. Marty still continues to wait. Let's see. Trying to find Coach McPherson here. Coach is lagging back a little bit. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, Coach Mac. 48-7, your team's had a great first half. How'd your team get able to build such a big lead?
They're playing hard. We're making plays. Offensive line's doing a good job. Running backs are running hard. Defense, well, I'm just proud of the kids.
Coach, good job.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate it. I tell you what, we're at halftime. The Vikings lead 48-7. We'll take a three-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we're back at Martin Stadium as the Tiger Band from Bradwell Institute is on the field entertaining us. And thank you to the Bradwell Institute Band for coming. A lot of times you don't get a visiting band, especially from up in the North Atlanta area and so forth. It's too cost prohibitive sometimes for them to get down here. But it's always great to have the visiting band here.
Bill Ware County Trail 7-0.
I did say they're just now starting the fourth quarter over in Camden County, and the last updated score we had, Northside Warner Robins takes the lead 20-14. What a great ball game that must be over in Camden County.
Bill, let's take a look first the way the first half kind of went. We take the ball on our 29, fumble it at their 20. Our first possession, we fumble the football.
Yep.
After that, they get it back. They fumble it, they fumble it at the 14.
Right.
We get it back. And, of course, a two-yard run by number 33. Robert Anderson puts us up 7-0. We kick off. It's three and out. They punt. We take over at our 44 and end up with a 44-yard run by Greg Reed. Was called back for holding. The next play, Tyler Hunter takes it 55 yards. It's up a one-yard touchdown run by Greg Anderson. We kick off. We hold them. Give you an idea of their starting field position. 20.
Robert Anderson.
I'm sorry, Robert.
You said Greg Anderson. Greg was a running back 2 years ago. I know you are. It's a long way up this step.
And started at their 20, 20, 15, 24, 22, 17, 31, 33, and then at their 30. But it has been an offensive performance by our Vikings here in the first half to take a 48-7 lead in the first half, and I know you're waiting on first half stats.
Well, I do. I got the first half stats.
Okay.
And they're kind of surprising. As dominant as the Vikings have been, over the last couple of series, the Tigers have been extremely dominant. We were holding them at one time, I know, to no first downs. Well, the end of the first half, the Crystal River Seafood first half stats brought to you by the Lowndes Middle School coaching staff. They are as follows. The Vikings with 9 first downs. Bradwell Institute with 3 first downs. rushing tonight. The Vikings, 27 carries for 277 yards. Rushing for Bradwell Institute, 22 carries for 109 yards. Passing tonight, Bradwell Institute is 0 for 2. The Vikings, 1 for 5 for 21 yards, and that, of course, for a touchdown. Bradwell has thrown one interception. The Vikings also one interception. Total plays so far in the first half, Bradwell with 24 plays. Excuse me, the Vikings with 32. Total offensive output, Bradwell Institute, 109 yards. That is just their total rushing. The Vikings, 298 yards. Bradwell has fumbled the ball twice, lost it twice. The Vikings have fumbled once, losing that. Penalties tonight so far. Three penalties for 15 yards on Bradwell Institute. Five penalties for 35 yards against the Vikings. The leading rusher for Bradwell Institute, number 21, that is Sheldon Barnes. He's got 14 carries for 103 yards. They have 109 total yards, Wes. 103 of it comes from Sheldon Barnes and that one touchdown. The Vikings' leading rusher, Gerald Dempse, seven carries for 98 yards and a touchdown. The leading receiver, Tyler Hunter, one catch for 21 yards and a touchdown. And that is your first half stats. Thank you to Coach Dice and his staff from Lowndes Middle School. I want to remind everybody you are listening to the Crystal River Seafood Lowndes High Halftime Show. We'll be back after this two-minute break. You're listening to us on 99.5 Kicks Country.